The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about the 6 in 10 people out there who say they dislike food that they've never even tried to eat. Are you amongst them? A majority of you are, if these statistics are anything to go by. A new survey has shown that adults have an average of 8 things they refuse to eat. 5 of those things they've never actually eaten. So our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been hearing from eaters, I think that's human beings, and those in the food industry.
I despise mushrooms, will never eat them.
And have you ever tried them?
No, I don't like the idea of eating a fungus.
And what about like if they were blended up in a nice sauce and spread over a lovely dish?
Hell no.
That would ruin the dish for you?
Yeah, I would just be like, there's a fungus in that. That's just gross.
I don't like pepper. I don't like tomatoes. I don't like onions.
What foods would you not like?
Tomatoes, broccoli, that sort of stuff. All the stuff that's good for you I wouldn't like. I like all the bad stuff.
I don't like green peppers or mussels or anything like that.
No mussels, no shellfish in general?
I like shellfish, just not mussels. Like slimy kind of stuff like that.
And have you ever tried them?
Yeah, I did. I don't like them.
I don't like stew.
Your granddad's roast potatoes?
Yeah, I don't like the roast
potatoes. She doesn't like potatoes. It's not proper Irish game.
And have you tried all types of potatoes? Chips, mash?
Yeah, I've tried mash and I've tried chips. I kind of like mash.
Fish. I'm not a man for it at all now.
And have you tried different types of fish, or did you just have one bad experience?
The only way it's made that I kind of like is sushi, and any other way I've given it the attempt, but it's never happened, never worked out.
And you've tried the bag of fish and chips, you've tried the salmon.
I've tried it, it's just not, I never go for it, like.
I'm pretty open, but cucumber is one thing that I can't eat.
Cucumber, just...
I can taste it in things. Even if I take it off the plate, I can still taste it.
Different strokes for different folks. Our palates can change as we try new flavours, but many of us will not even give something a go before making a judgement. So why is this?
Cottage cheese.
You've never had it, but...
I don't think I'd try it. It kind of reminds me of, like, gone-off yogurt.
But would there be foods there that would come to mind?
Liver. I won't try liver. I don't want to eat liver. It's disgusting.
And you've never tried it?
Never tried it, no.
He loves pizza. He loves pasta. But tomatoes itself on its own, he hates.
You love the tomato-based sauce, but not the actual...
I don't mind something in tomato flavour, but I can't eat a tomato itself. Like.
Are there foods, then, that we say you assume you don't like, but yet you've never tried them?
I said I didn't like olives my whole life. I had my first one there last week, and I liked it. When I was younger, you'd get a Happy Meal, and I used to take out the pickles, because, like, no, I can't eat... Okay, I hate pickles. I can't eat pickles. And then the first time I tried like a pickle on a burger, I'm like, you know, it's not that bad actually.
Some of the foods that people will dislike without even trying are anchovies, sushi, black pudding, tofu, duck, liver, and blue cheese. So for those who are behind the counter serving food, what trends have they noticed when it comes to consumer habits? Padder Rice runs Small Changes Whole Food Store in Dublin 8 and says you shouldn't knock it till you try it.
Because everything is, insofar as possible, it's loose, it allows for greater experimentation. You can come in, you may never have had white basmati rice before, and you don't necessarily want to buy 5 kgs. So you buy exactly what you need, what you want, what's in a particular recipe. You would see over the years customers trying out different seeds, nuts, etc. in small quantities, and then further on down the line it being part of their diet and their weekly shop.
There was a survey carried out and it found that 60% of those asked would say they dislike a food but yet they've never even tried it. In your own line of work, do you find that people might cock their nose up at something but yet it's never even touched their lips?
I'd be guilty of that. I remember for years I refused to eat mushrooms. When we were younger, my dad would always have had liver and mushrooms and onions on a Saturday morning, and he would force it into you. Take it. No, hate it. And for years, because of that, I refused to eat mushrooms, despite selling them and selling a lot of them. I would never touch them. And I think it was last year we were out. I can't remember what the dish was, but there was mushrooms in it, and I didn't know. And I said to my wife, God, this is lovely. What is it? That's mushrooms. No.
So have you been converted ever since?
Yes, I am now a regular mushroom eater.
I'm Moya. I work in Sheridan, South Ann Street. I'm a cheesemonger.
Sheridan's is known all over the country for cheese.
Oh, for sure.
When it comes to people experimenting or being adventurous, do you find are more and more people trying something new, or when people come in, do they just go to the block of cheese that they know they love, the old reliable?
Yeah, it kind of depends. Person to person. We do get a lot of people coming in wanting to try something new.
With cheese, it's kind of one of those foods that people might say, oh, I don't like cheese, but I've never tried all the varieties, or they might have just have tried one mass-produced cheese and then that was their opinion made for life. Do you find that?
Yeah, some people are set in their ways, but we kind of like to give people new ideas and say, maybe this is a nice one that we have in right now, maybe we can try this.
Because certain cheeses have such distinct flavour and smells, is that what can kind of throw people off, or is there a way to introduce people to maybe a softer or a milder cheese?
Yeah, like particularly with the blue cheeses, people can be a bit standoffish with them, that they see the blue and it's an immediate no. But we have like different kind of almost gateway blue cheeses, that it's something that might be a bit milder, something that's it's not too intense of a flavour, and people can kind of work from there and work their way up to something much stronger, a little bit more aggressive.
A gateway blue cheese, and then all of a sudden they have a platter at home full of every cheese
exactly,
in the fridge.
Exactly.
Daryl Payne and Cosgrave's Butchers in the Ashleaf Shopping Centre. People are just wanting to eat more natural foods, or like steak, mince, chicken, not processed.
And do you find with customers, do they come in and get what they're used to? Do they ever try change it up? Are they getting a bit more adventurous?
Not really, no. They're just the same people, nearly buy the same stuff on the same day, every day, you know.
You really know when someone walks in, oh, Mary's having that, Paddy's having this.
Pretty much, although I think the likes of the Sunday roast and stuff is definitely diminishing.
And do you find, would people say to you, oh, I don't like a certain item, and they've never even tried it?
Yeah, look, I think a lot of people actually, for something, when I was with a lot of Irish people, pork seems to be a product that people tend to say they don't like it, even though they don't, but yet they'll eat sausage and bacon, but they won't really like roast pork or shoulder pork, and maybe offal as well, like liver and hearts and stuff. But then that's becoming popular now as well, though, with a lot more people. Some people are just afraid to try it.
When it comes to having an opinion on a dish, young kids can be food connoisseurs. So how do parents navigate the obstacle course of trying to squeeze in some healthy ingredients?
He's very fussy with his food anyway, but he has tried his best at like certain stuff. But he likes raw veg. He doesn't like cooked veg. So it's hard to kind of hide anything in his food because he finds it.
Cut them up very finely. But like, you can't pass. Some of mine's 20 and 17 and he's 10. But now you could bite track him, not the older ones, to be honest.
How do you sneak in the greens?
Kate here is very good for her vegetables, and she actually loves broccoli. Yeah, we would mash them up and maybe hide them in something, but she's generally fairly good.
How do you manage to get the few greens on a plate?
You have to hide it. You definitely. One is good, one is very bad. So one is old enough now to like tell me what he wants. The other one I still have to push and egg on. Come on, one more bite.
And what are you doing? Are you blending it up?
Like, if I'm making spaghetti bolognese, everything gets put into the sauce. Blend all up and then they don't even realise. Mushrooms, like peppers, onions, garlic, you know, all of them kind of things that I try to get into them. And then, like, my daughter eats otherwise. She smells everything as well, so.
So they're lapping it up and they don't realise.
They're like, this is lovely. Can you make spaghetti bolognese again? I'm like, yeah, no problem.
For those who are selling produce every day, what's it like when someone has a taste revelation? And what's their advice if you're unsure about taking a bite?
You give people a try and then we don't tell them it's goat's cheese until afterwards. And people are like, that's a goat's cheese. We're like, yeah, it's great. You got to try other ones.
As someone who's working in the business of selling food, I suppose, don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, this is it, yeah. You give it a go. And I mean, you have to just try it, you know, try it at least once. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But, you know, if that's the case, you can always go back to your chicken nuggets and chips, you know.
Darren Shanahan at Cosgrave's Butchers in Dublin, wrapping up that report from Josh Crosby. Josh, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.